Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Welcome back to the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
So I threw out a few possibilities here. Tim Swartz, you have something to say before we get a response from Colin?
I've always kind of tossed around the idea that at least some of these things, you know, UFOs, may use time as a propulsion system. Now, how that's done, I have no idea. But considering some of the seemingly manipulations of time that happen to people who have very close encounters of UFOs, and as Colin pointed out, the missing time but with no apparent recollection of, you know, say like an abduction or anything like that, which when it comes to hypnosis, I'm always suspicious of that. But, you know, I researched a case one time where a couple of women in Ohio actually, instead of having time dilation after a close encounter, they had a jump forward in time. They ended up coming home a lot sooner than they should have after their experience. So there does seem to be some kind of time effect, you know, either, you know, backwards or forwards in a lot of these cases with very close encounters with these craft.
Yeah, that's interesting. I've heard of people losing time, but I've not heard of people gaining time. That's the first time I've heard that. Yes, one of the things I say to people about aliens gaining, I say, you know, do you see how much technology has changed here on this planet in the last 50 years, last 100 years? I mean, it's been phenomenal. Now, I'm saying, like, if there's a planet out there that's, say, 200 years ahead of us, can you imagine what technology they would have? And they go, oh, yeah, yeah. I said, well, what happens if they're a million years ahead of us? What technology are they going to have? Are they going to be able to use time? Are they warping time and space to move around? I don't know, but it beggars belief, really, what science could be like if it's a million years in the future. Or the people who are visiting, the entities that are visiting, have already been around for a million years. What technology do they have? Like you say, just, we would not have a clue what was going on. It'd be like you say, taking an iPhone back to the Stone Age cavemen. So, yeah, I agree with that. But we can only guess at what's going on. But the time, this is a strange thing, that the time does keep cropping up in many, many accounts of UFOs, not just triangles, but other UFOs. As far as hypnosis goes, I did try that myself to see if we could get anything else out of the experience, but on the two occasions I've tried it, I've not managed to be hypnotised. I tried it once with a guy here in the UK. I went over to Laughlin in Nevada to a UFO conference there a few years back. I met a lady, Barbara Lamb. She tried to hypnotise me as well, but same thing again, nothing sort of came out of that session either. So either there's nothing there or there's something stopping me being hypnotised. And like you say, for those who have been hypnotised, I mean, the information that comes out, how reliable is that information? I mean, if people are saying the same things all the time, you've got, you know, 1,000 people being hypnotised, talking about greys being laid on a table and having machines take sperm and eggs from them. You look for all those coincidences, all those ones that are saying the same thing, and then you start to think there's got to be some sort of truth in what people are saying. But I can imagine, like, hypnosis can bring out things that necessarily didn't happen. Maybe things you've learned along the way that you've popped into the story. I don't really know. Having never been hypnotized, I don't know. I couldn't comment on that.
Well, despite what people see on popular media, it's not that easy to be hypnotized, and a lot of people, I think probably the majority of people, just don't respond to attempts of being hypnotized. So it's the rare individual that that can be. And you know, I think it takes a very good and well trained professional to accomplish that as well.
Yes, yeah, I don't think it's in the remit of every hypnotist to bring out the best from UFO encounters, people who've had close encounters. Yeah, I've heard about people who've seen, well, had encounters and they remember what's taking place rather than remember it in a hypnosis. But it does seem, you're right, that they have the ability to wipe your mind clean of what's happened. I think that they can do that. I think they know us better than we know ourselves, to be honest. And like the ridicule that's gone on over the years makes me suspect that at the top of the control system of the world, the aliens are involved there somewhere. I'd say because they seem to know us better than we know ourselves, they can sort of make us feel ridiculed if we talk about it. I mean, if I had talked about what I'm talking about tonight, if I had done this 100 years ago, they probably would have burnt me at the stake. But things have changed, things are moving on now. But I think over the years there has been that control, and I believe they probably had a hand in that control. And yeah, you're talking about things like Walt Disney productions, you know, and going to the moon, etc. There's got to be some sort of truth in what's been going on there over the years.
Well, you talked about, you know, your theory that possibly we're dealing with something that isn't from our reality, but has the ability to visit our reality and then interact with us. So if you consider that if somebody is taken on board one of these craft and then taken outside of this universe, then more than likely any memories that were formed outside of our reality wouldn't be retained when you come back. So you would just be, it would just be blank. You just have, you know, it wouldn't even be blank. You know, you would just know that there was missing time, but there was nothing there. You know, your memories were formed someplace else and didn't come back with you.
Yeah, that would make sense. I'd agree with that. That sounds like a good possibility. But I'd love to have that experience myself, to be taken out and shown in like some of the universe and brought back again. As long as they brought me back again, I'd be quite happy with that.
Yeah, that's the that's the rub there, isn't it? You know, it's like, yeah, definitely want to be brought back. Oh, sorry, can't do that. No, I'm not going then.
Well, yes, I mean, there's been horror stories along the way that, you know, I've picked up on, which, you know, people do go missing. And wasn't there a rumour that the first retrieval on at Roswell, they've got human body parts inside one of the craft?
Allegedly.
Yeah, the one thing about it also, Colin, is Tim hinted there. There is a big question about the authenticity of the statements about possible bodies in connection with Roswell. That doesn't hold up quite as well as other parts of the story. And I know that Kevin D. Randall has done many years of research into it. And he wrote a book called Roswell in the 21st Century a few years back, where he kind of treated it somewhat as a cold case and went back and reevaluated the evidence. So there are claims about bodies at Roswell, but they remain just claims. It might be true, it might not.
That's right. But I have heard it a few times along the way, so there might be some truth in it, but we won't really know at the moment. But it's also true to say that a lot of people do disappear. You know, a lot of people I know go missing in America, but certainly in the UK as well, people do disappear and never come back. Yeah, I did a story that a couple were taken and mutilated in Cannock Chase by reptilian type aliens, and the reason that the story came out was because the area was being protected by the army, by the SAS. There was a unit that went out to secure the area.
Let us secure this announcement coming up and then we'll have more secured areas of discussion from Colin, Jean, and Tim. You're in
the Paracast.
Do you need a website? Well, you can get a great deal on hosting services with Namecheap's legendary coupon code. They're offering substantial hosting discounts on shared hosting, business hosting, VPS hosting, reseller hosting, and even dedicated servers. Namecheap is preferred by millions. It's backed by a money-back guarantee. Use the coupon code LEGENDARY to cash in on the special deal at Namecheap.com, Namecheap.com.
First came Attack of the Rockoids, and it was a critically acclaimed success. And now there is The Coming of the Protectors. A former military intelligence man is contacted by a space woman in a dream. A dream that turns out to be a nightmare, because evil forces on her distant planet are planning to conquer the Earth. This is gripping science fiction of the classic kind. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors. Find out more at Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids, R-O-C-K-O-I-D-S.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And don't forget to visit our famous Paracast community forums at forum.theparacast.com.
I shall not refer to my segues as being anything other than excellent. Right, Tim? Yes, I want to say.
Always excellent.
We interrupted you, Colin, and I'm sorry about that, but that's the way commercial radio works. Please go ahead.
That's okay, no. Yeah, it was a case I was referring to, which is Hall investigated, where an SAS unit was on standby all the time to cordon off areas where there was ET activity. And they talked about a particular one on Cannock Chase where a young couple vanished from the car and they never were found again. But you hear these stories, you don't know if they're true or not, but the guy who was telling the story, he sounded genuine. He's passed away now, but the ex-military guy. But you just really don't know what is going on out there. Anything is possible, really. But the, like I said earlier on, the fact that nobody really likes to talk about it just does worry me a little bit.
Now, Cannock Chase, now, that's an interesting area. There's been all kinds of stuff going on there for years. I mean, not just UFO sightings, but cryptids and, you know, ghosts and black-eyed kids. It's just like, you know, you want to talk about a focal point area, kind of like Skinwalker Ranch here in the United States. I think Cannock Chase, you know, fits right into that category.
It does, yes. Yeah, funnily enough, there was a guy who sent me a little documentary that he made himself about a triangle that came down in Cannock Chase. I've forgotten about that particular one, actually. Yeah, over the years, it's obviously a remote area, and it does seem to have attracted a lot of attention from our visitors. And so maybe the talk of this SAS unit that was there, actually there's probably some truth in that. Yeah, I'm sure it's not all good what's happening out there. And I've forgotten about the black-eyed kids. Yeah, I've heard about that, and ghosts and Cannock Chase. It does seem it's a bit along the lines of your Skinwalker Ranch, like you say. There seems to be a lot of activity there. The same with Rendlesham Forest. I know a lot of researchers go down there and spend the night wandering around the forest, and there just seems to be a lot of activity there as well. So maybe there's some sort of, I don't know, people refer to them as portals, don't they? Maybe there is something that attracts ET to that particular area. Maybe it's just the remoteness of the location. I don't know, but yeah, there's an awful lot of funny things going on out there.
Well, now, okay, now this it makes me curious. Now, the area that you had your sighting, have you looked into any kind of past events in that location, either UFO sightings to ghosts, big cats, whatever? I mean, are there any kind of standing stones or ancient structures, you know, close by? Because a lot of times you'll find with these kind of sightings that there's a history of weirdness in an area.
Yeah, I mean, the closest village to where our sighting took place is called Monk's Kirby, and there's an old monastery there. It's disused now, but it's obviously been there for centuries, so that's fairly close by to where we had the encounter. I briefly mentioned earlier on that we was on the Foss Way, which is a Roman road, which they were allegedly built on ley lines, and the Foss Way joins the Watling Street, which is also built on a ley line, and they join at a place called High Cross, which is about 4 miles from where we had our sighting, so very close for those people who are interested in ley lines. But around this area, actually, there has been quite a few sightings of triangles. I mean, the one I touched on earlier, where Mal had seen one the size of a football pitch on his way to work early in the morning. That was just 2 weeks before our sighting, and only about 4 or 5 miles as a crow flies from our sighting. So the same time, same place, more or less, you know. Also, often these things seem to run in families as well. So Mal's granddad, who lives in the village of Sharnford, which is, again, very close to where we had our sighting, he had a triangle come down in the field at the bottom of his garden. He thought it was a farmer in his tractor with his lights on. But when he got out of the kitchen and walked into the garden, it was actually a triangle that was there hovering at the bottom of his garden. I've had a guy recently get in touch with me from a town called Brinklow, or a village called Brinklow, which is on the Foss Way, not too far from where we've had our sighting, and he's seen a couple of triangles down there as well. And there's another one that I picked up on in the Leicestershire UFO Reporting Centre, the triangle down the Foss Way again. So it does seem to be quite a hot spot, really, down where we saw our craft. Although I've been up and down there many times since and not seen anything else yet. But along the way, there has been quite a few triangle, not other shaped craft, but triangular shaped craft. Now, one of the nights I went back to the site, because I used to pop back on the anniversary to see if anything would happen, there was a little brick wall that led into the field, this horse's field, where the craft was hovering. And I climbed on top of the wall to see if I could see anything. And right in the distance, a few miles away, was all these masts, a place called Rugby. They are communication masts, and they were about 2,000 feet high and very tall. Quite a lot of them. They were used by the intelligence service, GCHQ, for communications and intercepting communications. And in the past, I have paperwork somewhere. A lady has written to me who saw a triangle hovering over one of these masts. But it would be probably, I don't know, 5 to 10 miles as a crow flies from where we saw our craft. But that is anything in the area. If we're looking for any reason, other reason that they would be there, it could either be the monastery that's at Monks Kirby, or it could be the mass that were at Rugby, or Crick is the exact spot that the mass were at. The mass have all been taken down now, actually. Now we've got internet communications and different ways of doing things. The old mass there have all disappeared, but I believe on more than one occasion UFOs have been seen there, but triangles have definitely been seen over those masts. So one assumes they were taking information. I say that because also there's a mast in Hinckley. When I did my first newspaper article, and lots of people wrote in about the triangles at sea, there was 3 separate reports of a triangle over the antenna array in the centre of Hinckley. So there does seem to be some sort of a connection between these antennas and UFOs, especially triangles. Now, whether they're tapping into the communications or whether they're getting some sort of charge off the antennas, I don't know. We can only guess that. But they do seem to be interested in the communications arrays that we've got around here. They're the only things I could see that they might have been interested in, although I still have the opinion they were waiting for us at the side of the road rather than appearing to go somewhere else. I'm sure they were just waiting there for us. If we wanted to find a reason for that, that would be this interview here today with yourselves. After all this time and after seeing the craft, I've actually made the models, I've written a book, and I'm starting to, I guess, be part of a subtle disclosure. That's the only reason I can see that it occurred. But I'm sure it occurred for a reason.
You know, we have reasons for these announcements, and I'll figure out what they are. Tim Collin, Gene, you're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. Former President Donald Trump's indictment hasn't been all bad. Fundraising for his presidential campaign has skyrocketed. Pope Francis released from the hospital yesterday after fighting a respiratory infection. He received IV antibiotics and then got some rest and headed home, making his driver pull over so he could talk to reporters. A wildfire in Colorado has spread across more than 1,200 acres, forcing evacuations of at least 100 homes and putting others on notice to leave. As of yesterday afternoon, that human-caused fire was about 25% contained. Severe storms in the south and central U.S. have moved on to the northeast. Severe thunderstorms moving across New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Delaware, and Maryland, with winds around 70 miles an hour, hail, and the potential for tornadoes. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I need to do my taxes. Are there any self-help options online?
Doing taxes yourself? IRS.gov has many self-service tax tools, and they're all just a click away. Prepare and file your taxes online using FreeFile. Use our calculator to estimate your tax withholding. Order a tax transcript. Apply for an employer identification number. Check your refund status, too. IRS.gov, your 24/7 federal tax resource.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
That is interesting here about this. Stuff happened a long time ago, but you felt recently compelled to write this book and put things together. So what did you do in the meantime? Just kind of let life proceed?
Yeah, I'm still drafting. I'm still working. I'm 64 now. I'm 65 this year, so I'm heading towards retirement. I did plan to write the book in retirement, but I said earlier that I'd been to a conference and a guy suggested to me that I write a book. I'd had it in the back of my mind, like I say, for some time to possibly write a book once I retired, because I knew it'd be quite a lot of work. I decided to do it there and then when I got back. It didn't take that long, really, because over the last 24 years, I've collected a lot of information, a lot of newspaper reports, a lot of emails, a lot of messages from people. I've spent all that time collecting information. Now, there have been some parts of my life where I've tried to leave it alone, would you believe, and not have anything to do with it at all, not go to any conferences, not do any research, not go on the internet looking at stuff. I sort of drifted back into it again. It just seems to be too important to leave it alone. Over the last, like I said, the last 24 years, basically, I've been reading stuff, collecting stuff, and doing a few conferences as well, which has been interesting. You know, especially like popping over to America that time to Laughlin. That was a great experience. I met quite a lot of interesting people there. Yeah, it's been quite a rollercoaster ride so far, to be honest.
You know, I'd love to pop over to the UK someday, but I am somewhat older than you, so the traveling wouldn't be as easy.
That's a shame, because we do have quite a lot of UFO information and a lot of events going on around the country. But it's the same for us. Like, it's nice for us to pop over to see you across the pond there and come to some of your conferences. But obviously, it costs a lot of money.
Do you find that there's a difference between UFO people in Europe and the UK and the United States?
Yes, I think the biggest thing that sticks out, and it's quite obvious, is that the TR3B, the amount of times that people tell me that it's TR3B without even researching anything about my own case or what I'm talking about or the book or anything, as soon as I put an image up of a triangle, you tend to find, without offending, but the American people tend to err towards TR3B all the time, a lot of the time, whereas Europe and England tend to, I think, err more towards UFOs being extraterrestrial or interdimensional rather than man-made objects. I think we tend to think the TR-3B may have been a bit of a red herring. Was it Edgar Fouch, was it, who started off the rumour about the TR-3B?
For our audience members who may not know what the TR-3B is, give us a brief explanation.
Well, basically, they say it's an American back-engineered triangular-shaped craft that's using nuclear power, and all the triangles that we're seeing are this man-made TR-3B. But there's never been a proper picture of a TR-3B, so we don't know if it actually exists or not. But I'm not saying we're not trying to back-engineer some of these craft. I tend not to think it's the TR-3B, obviously. I tend to, after my own experience, believe it's ET, but again, there must be something mixed up in there. Now, people will say the TR-3B, you can see it on the internet, and you can see there's been copyrights put out for triangular craft. And I always say to myself and say to people, well, you know, if you've got a secret craft and you've found a way of getting anti-gravity and doing all of this, would you really put a trademark on it, a copyright, and put it on the internet for people to copy? You'd keep it quiet. You wouldn't say that you've cracked it, that you know what you're doing with these triangles. Otherwise, your competitors would be doing the same. The Russians would be copying it and making their own. So people quote that to me all the time. They go, oh, no, it's a TR-3B. I go, no, it's not. It's extraterrestrial. And I go, oh, no, there's a patent on it. Here it is. And here's some pictures of it. And here's a drawing of the TR-3B. The people who say that, I don't think they've ever stood next to one, certainly seen one operating from 100 feet away. I'm sure they wouldn't be shouting TR-3B. So I think that is personally a bit of a red herring.
I think I remember discussions about the TR-3B as far back as the middle 1990s. So if that is an actual black budget craft, it's been around for quite a while, and considering, say, like the stealth bombers and stealth aircraft were revealed, if that one was an actual case, why not that one?
I don't know, when I started getting into this UFO stuff after my sighting, any craft that was seen around Area 51, the authorities seemed to be quite happy in saying it was a UFO.
Mm-hmm.
And so, like, people were now like looking for UFOs, because it was taking people away from looking at secret craft. But now, 24 years later on, whenever we see a craft in the sky, instead of the authorities saying it's a UFO, they're saying it's a TR-3B. It's sort of swapped around. Like 20 years ago, they were quite happy for you to believe it was a UFO, but now they don't want you to believe it's a UFO. They want you to believe it's a TR-3B. I think it's a bit of a smokescreen to stop us from realizing what's really going on.
Well, with the recent discussions on UFOs within the military and the government now, everybody seems to be very eager to lean towards that idea that these craft are somehow man-made, either by us or, you know, some other foreign power. But as we've pointed out before, if that's the case, you know, they were building these things as far back as, geez, yeah, at least the 19th century and probably before that.
Yeah,
not likely.
No, like I say, there's in my book, Triangular UFOs of the United Kingdom, there is over 130 different reports of craft. And this doesn't, like, go sort of hand-in-hand with a secret military black budget. Otherwise, like the stealth fighter and the stealth bomber, they're all the same. You know, you don't change the shape of it from one to another. You just keep them rolling out all the same shape and the same colour. So, I'm 100% convinced that the triangles we're seeing are not from this world. And it's quite scary when you think about it, the amount of scientists that are seen around the world, like, on a daily basis. It's incredible they can just seem to do it with impunity.
Well, and considering we probably get maybe 1% of all of those sightings actually reported, so that leaves, you know, 99% of people having these experiences that they never tell anybody about.
That's right. There's a lot out there. I mean, people have come to me, have kept it quiet for years, but once they hear my story, they're quite happy to tell me about it. But prior to that, they've kept it quiet because they don't want people to know. They don't want people to think that they're crazy. So how many people out there are keeping the information to themselves? It must be loads of people. That's a shame, really, that we can't encourage more and more people to come forward. But again, it's this fear of ridicule, isn't it? And I think that, like I say, has partly been come about by the aliens themselves, by having a hand in running the world. I'm sure they're involved. I'm sure they know how to manipulate the human population. And they're far more advanced than we are. I think, like I said before, I think they know more about us than we know about ourselves.
That's a good point, because that's the interesting thing about the UFO phenomena, is that it does appear to be manipulative, and it does seem to be very well aware of our psychology and how we view things and think about things, and it works to that extent to, I don't know, keep themselves secret, but then they don't do a very good job. As you said, you saw these bright lights which drew your attention. So, you know, if we're dealing with something that is trying to keep itself secret, why the bright lights at night?
We've got to do our break here. We'll have one more segment with Colin, and then he'll join us for the After the Paracast podcast with Gene and Tim and Colin. You're in
the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, listeners. I want you to have the entire Paracast experience. So I'd like to tell you about After the Paracast. After the Paracast is an exclusive feature for subscribers to the Paracast Plus. With After the Paracast, you never know what's going to happen next. After the Paracast features color commentary, special interviews, and further conversations with Paracast guests. With Paracast Plus, you can download a very special enhanced version of the Paracast also. We do offer exclusive music, videos, and more features are coming. To get more info about subscribing, please visit theparacast.plus. Once again, theparacast.plus. Prices are just $1.50 a week, less than a cup of coffee at your local convenience store. Check out theparacast.plus to learn more about Paracast Plus.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at GCNLive.com. That's advertise at GCNLive.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Tracy Torme, screenwriter-producer. You're listening to Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio.
And we're continuing here, where as usual, I interrupted everyone, Tim, didn't I? The nerve of me.
Got to go to those breaks, so that's important.
Well, then to the network, it's very important. You were saying?
I'm trying to remember. What was I saying?
Oh, yes. Okay.
We were talking about bright lights.
Before the break, I was asking that whatever the intelligence behind this phenomena, as you said, it seems to know us very well and uses psychology for or against us. And for instance, if we're dealing with something that is trying to keep itself secret, keep itself hidden from us, why the bright lights? Why does it want to draw attention to itself to people driving down the road? It could have just, you would have thought that this if this was a highly developed craft, then it would have been just as easy to hide those four red lights on the rear as to keep itself completely cloaked. It obviously was trying to draw your attention to it.
Yes, there seems to be two types of encounters, if you like. The close encounters, they're obviously done on purpose. I mean, that night there was no mistaking that the craft was there. The lights were absolutely incredibly bright, and it just drew your attention to it. And then there was no way that that craft was trying to hide from us. Now, I've always said, because people talk about this, it's quite a good point, because people are always saying, well, why do they have bright lights on them? You know, do people need to see the craft coming, or does the craft need to see where it's going? And I've always said that the lights are not lights. They're a byproduct of a power system. So I think the three red lights in the corners of the triangle, I'm guessing they're like balls of plasma, something along those lines. And when they're in their operating mode, they emit light. It's just something they can't stop it from doing. But it's interesting to know that sometimes it's white and sometimes it's red, that the lights change colour. Do those lights have something to do with changing the frequency of the craft to get it to move from one dimension to another? They're not lights to be seen with or to see with. There's no windows on most of the triangles. I've heard one or two have got some windows in them, but the majority do not have any windows. So they're not looking out, so they don't need lights to see where they're going. And with the speed that they travel at, when they're going at full power, they don't need lights for other craft to see them, because by the time they get there, it's going to be too late. So they have some sort of ability to avoid other craft, even when they're going extremely fast. I've never heard of a UFO accidentally bumping into an aircraft in the sky. They'll get close sometimes, but I think they've got technology that stops this from occurring. So the lights, again, I think it seems to be, like I say, two types of encounter. One where you happen to see the lights at a distance as a triangle's going overhead, and that's unintentional, and that's like a byproduct of the power system. But then you get the other account where it's close encounter, where they purposely use the lights to attract your attention, to get you to look at them, to get close to them. So that's what I think the lights, which are not lights per se, but that's what I think is occurring there. They're not using them for navigation. They're not using them for identification. They're using them to power the craft. And I think sometimes the central white light, that seems to be some sort of a tractor beam where aliens can come down that white light like a ladder of such, a ladder of light. And people talk about when they're taken by that light up into the craft. And of course, there's been lots of reports of people being taken out of the house through the windows, through the roof, and into a craft. That crops up quite a lot as well. And that famous case of Bud Hopkins research with Linda in Brooklyn Bridge incident. She was taken through the windows on board a craft. So you do hear that quite a lot. So the technology they're using is absolutely incredible. And another thing about them knowing more about us than we know about themselves, if Dr. David Jacobs is correct, then what he was saying that is on board the craft, everything is set up for humans. The size of the tables are human size. They're not like children size or small grey size or tall white size. They are made for humans. And everything that seems to be going on board these ships seems to be directed at humans. Like I say, that sort of, again, goes hand in hand with them knowing more about us than we know about them, or know about ourselves even.
Well, that's an interesting point, because, it's like you said, if we're dealing with something, an intelligence that could be millions of years ahead of us, yet the reports from inside these craft, from people who claim to have been taken up, the interiors are very human, understandable to people. Tables, chairs, control panels with lights and buttons and things like that. It is. It's almost as if we're being shown what we would expect to see when we're on these craft.
Yes. And again, I guess we've got to be careful there, because aliens seem to be able to get us to see all manner of things, like, owls and family members. Recently, somebody was saying that when they were young, they had all the family members appear at the bottom of the bed. Like, they were dead, but they'd come from a photograph they'd seen downstairs. So they were like grandparents and that. So what he deduced from that was that the four aliens that were at the bottom of the bed were projecting images of his grandparents from the photograph that got downstairs. So he thought he was looking at his family, when in fact they were aliens. I've heard that quite a lot over the years. And do you remember Steven Spielberg's Taken, I think it was, the series, where they started off with inside an army tent when there were doctors operating, and the guy gets with his machine gun and starts shooting all the doctors, but as they die, it turns out they're aliens that were pretending to be human doctors. That sort of stuck in my mind. So, yeah, I think they have the ability to affect your mind and get you to think you're looking at something you're not looking at. Now, one thing I want to just touch on before we run out of time. Okay, one of the reports from a girl, she said that she went to a football pitch late at night near where her father lived, and there was a triangular pyramid-shaped craft sitting there with mist around it. Her and a friend went up to it. She said as they approached it, it moved away, and then when they backed off, the pyramid shape came back into its original position. So you could see gases swirling inside. So the craft was covered in Egyptian hieroglyphs.
Got a lot more to talk about with Colin Saunders, and so he'll stay with us for the After the Paracast podcast, available to subscribers of the Paracast Plus. So we'll talk about how to get that in a moment. Colin Saunders, tell our listeners, they want to learn more about what you do, where can they check you out?
Yes, hopefully it'll encourage people to buy the book and check out all of the accounts I've got in there. But to touch back on that one again, yeah, the lady that saw the pyramid-shaped UFO said that when it became solid, the Egyptian hieroglyphs on the side of the craft, and there was also a picture of a man with a bird's head. Triangle UFOs of the United Kingdom, that's available on Amazon, and you can contact me on Facebook, Colin Saunders, send me a message. I don't have a website, so you can contact me through Messenger, or alternatively, you can buy the book on Amazon.
You know, sometimes having a website is more trouble than it's worth. Anyway, you can find us on Twitter if you look for the Paracast. Look for two Paracast sections on Facebook. Check out our branded merchandise at theparacast.store or theparacast.shop. Take your choice. Check out the caps and all the T-shirts and good stuff. We also have the Paracast Plus, where we offer you this radio show free of the network ads with better quality audio, the exclusive After the Paracast podcast, where Colin Sanders will be back with the stuff he couldn't say here because there wasn't enough time. You can get a subscription if you go to theparacast.plus, theparacast.plus. If you use the coupon code UFO20, UFO20, you get a 20% discount on lifetime and five-year memberships. The Paracast.plus. Colin Sanders, thank you for joining us on the Paracast.
Thank you for inviting me. It's been quite an evening.
The Paracast, featuring Gene Steinberg, is a copyrighted presentation of Making the Impossible, Incorporated. Tune in next week for a new adventure in the Paracast.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Attack of the Rockoids has been well received by critics and readers alike. It's a thrill-a-minute story you'll never forget. A former U.S. military intelligence officer is haunted by intense dreams about a beautiful woman pleading for his help after a terrible battle in outer space. But the dreams turn out to be true and thrust him into a telepathic love affair with a woman whose faraway planet is intent on destroying the Earth. And now the gripping tale continues in The Coming of the Protectors. It's the second book of the Rockoids trilogy, a galaxy-spanning adventure that pits our hapless heroes against powerful, fanatical enemies that threaten the lives of freedom-loving beings everywhere. Attack of the Rockoids and The Coming of the Protectors, classic science fiction at its best, available now. For more details, visit Rockoids.com. That's Rockoids.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.